In the Old Testament, after the people had been taken to Egypt, the people of Israel, the very first contact of our Lord physically, of God physically with the people was with Moses. And then he appeared to Moses in the burning bush. There he introduced himself to Moses as I am that I am. After he has sent Moses to go and talk to the people, Moses asked him a question. What will I tell them? Whom would I say sent me? And the Lord God answered Moses, tell them, I am has sent you. I am has sent you. In the Gospels, we hear our Lord Jesus Christ occasionally using that. The Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 28, he was discussing with the people, and then he told them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, you will know that I am. And here again, when the people came to arrest him, stood out and asked, whom are you looking for? And they said, Jesus the Nazarene. He told them, I am. If you try to link it, God himself used that I am. Jesus told the people, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am. And here again, at the close of his life, when the hour has come, when the time of fulfillment has come, he uses that again, I am. Then the second time, after using I am, he added something. I have told you that I am. They are looking for me. Let these men go. Let these men go. That is the fulfillment of his mission, my dear friends in Christ. Let these men go. Yeah, because I have taken their place. I have taken the dead that they were to die. I am going to die that they may be free. Let them go. From now on, they are no longer slaves to sin. Let them go. Let these men go. Let these men go, because when I am lifted up eventually, I will draw all of them to myself. Let these men go, because they have now found favor with God. Let these men go, because the gates of heaven will now be open. Let these men go, because freedom has come to them. They have been liberated. Let these men go. And then remember what he said in the scriptures too. When I am lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. And then after they had taken him and everything has been fulfilled, he said, it is finished. We are through. Everything is over. And now, my dear friends in Christ, I want you to look at that image there on the cross. When you look at it, I want to give you two pictures. The first is that man sacrificing himself, standing between heaven and earth, giving his life to God for the people under. He draws heaven and earth together. He draws all of us to join with the Father. It is consummated. It is finished. The second picture again here is you see somebody opening his arm, inviting you to embrace him, inviting you to a hug, just for a hug. Come on, come over. It's over. Think of when you have a problem with somebody and it has just been resolved and the person says, oh, come on, you hug yourself. It's over. Opens his arm, and invites you to hug him because it's all over, because it is finished, because you are now free, because your sins have been taken away, because I have died that you may live. Come and hug me. Come on. That is what is presented here. So today we are commemorating that love that made him to sacrifice himself and invites you to hug him. Are you ready?